Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast Sunday Special. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to do our Sunday episode. I love these deal reveals. I think they're a lot of fun, and it's great to like literally get, because you can't really get more like exact to knowing the situation than getting to read these text messages out loud.
Listen, if you want your text messages translated, this is the place for them. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Send them in. We call them the deal reveal. And also, these Sunday specials, people are loving them. I am getting so much feedback. My swipe ups, I see the numbers. They're kind of crazy for these ones. So I'm encouraging you all, if this is a great... What we want to do is give you easy ways to share this podcast. I think the Sunday special is the easiest way to do it. We're going to go to 20 minutes. We're going to get in. We're going to get out. Your friend who never listens to podcasts. I never listen to podcasts. I'm not a podcast person. No. This is the one where you go, give it a shot. 20 minutes.
You'll get this one. That's what you tell them.
Yeah. This is the one to send people. So yeah, you'll like this one. If you have a friend that's dealing with the same issue, send it to them. So let's get into it, Jordana. You ready?
I'm ready. All right.
UUP at Betches.com. Go for it. Let's hear it.
Hi, J&J. The attached brand of quote-unquote rejection has happened to me a couple of times, and I can't remember if you ever discussed. Recently, I saw a guy for the second time, and I thought the dates went very well. Casual but fun. After some time without communication, I knew a third date was highly unlikely, but decided to reach back out just to make sure. See attached screenshot. And then okay. Should we read that and then finish the email?
Yeah, let's read their conversation.
Okay.
Do we want to start? So this is her on the right.
Yeah.
I'll be him.
Okay. So I'll start with how'd the interview go?
Ha! Good timing. Just wrapped up. Pretty sure it went well. I think two of the four went great and the other two were good/great. We'll see.
That's good. I'm exciting, I'm sure. And okay. He doesn't answer that.
Doesn't. So he gave a very friendly answer, but non-continual text.
Right. But to be fair to him, she didn't like really say anything to continue the conversation.
Here's where I'll defend her, and is they went on two casual but fun dates, and then she reaches out with this on a Friday, and he just says interviews were great. Like, you know, right. Each other under the context of dating. Like she's not reaching out because like you guys work in the same field. You're reaching out because you are romantically linked.
Right.
If he wanted
to continue the conversation, that would have been a good time to ask her a question, perhaps.
Friday night at 9:30 or Friday morning at 9:30. Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. It's a simple. So like he is avoiding. So I understand where it's easy to go. Well, she didn't try. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. Let's not blame the emailer at this point.
No, I'm just saying like it's not a straight ghosting thing where she's like asked him a question. He didn't respond to it. I would understand. I understand why she tried again, which it looks like she did.
She did try again, but I'm not saying you're blaming her. I'm sorry to say that. I didn't mean it that way. I mean more that like in these situations, we always try to like look for the least probable human situation. You know, like the most probable human situation. And I do this too. We all do this.
Yeah, I'd make excuses for... I guess see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm making an excuse for him.
Yeah, for him. He went on two dates with her. They were casual. They were fun. Then she says she's interested enough to say, how'd the interview go? And he goes, ha, good timing. Just wrapped up. Pretty sure it went well. I think two of the four went great. And the other two were good/great. We'll see. It's like, dude, what the... you think she just cares about you getting a job?
Right. She doesn't give a shit about you if you're not going to date her.
She wants to know if she's going to fucking see you this weekend. And it's like he's so the most probable human thought that could come to his mind is, oh, I got to be nice, but I don't want to fucking lock myself into another date this weekend. That's pretty nice, though.
If I were him and I was trying to get out of it, I would just be like, they were great. They both went well.
Yeah, I'd be as nice as he was. I think okay. I would.
So if I'm now we understand why I'd be interpreting that as like, oh, he like must be like super into me. This is like a paragraph.
Sure. yeah. Okay. So let's move on to the. So now then, today, whatever today is,
doesn't say. She texts again. Sunset-ish hike in Morrison on Thursday.
Hey, sorry, I'm unavailable. Like, you know it's going to be bad when they go business talk on you?
Right.
Hi. Hey, sorry, I'm out of office that date.
I'll let you know if something opens up, but please have the files to me. Bye.
We'll yeah. We'll circle back around to this next week. Yeah. Hey, sorry, I'm unavailable. I'm actually talking to someone now and shouldn't go on dates with other people. It was nice meeting you.
LOL, no worries. You too. So then she says, I'm going to go back to the rest of her email now that we've seen that. She goes,
okay.
The last time that I got the I'm actually talking to someone else, parentheses, that I like better. That's her
words. That's her words. Now I'm back on his side. What the fuck do you like? What's he supposed to say, right?
Count on Jared to be on the side of the dumper.
well, I'm just saying, I was on her side. Like, he's being vague, and then he's totally like
chopping her head off.
Yeah, like he chops her head off, and then she goes, no, you got to chop it off through the neck. Like, she's like, you chopped it off wrong, you know, like by saying, like, you know, I'm actually talking to someone else that I like better. Like, he didn't say that. You know, that's the way you're painting it. But yeah. Okay, I'm sorry for. I'm getting excited.
Last time I got
I'm
actually talking to someone else that I like better. Response. After such few dates, I ended up hearing back from the guy a couple of weeks later. We went back out, but ultimately it didn't work out. I don't think this recent guy will come back around. But do you think going back out with someone who, after such few dates, rejected you for someone else is a good or bad idea? For the record, no rejection feels good, but I always get a good laugh out of this type as I'm usually dating other people. Anyway, thanks for all the laughs and free therapy, casually dating multiple people. So I didn't really understand the last part. She's saying she gets a good laugh out of this because she's dating other people also?
Yeah, she's the reason people ghost, and I'm sorry to blame her for a societal issue right now, but for her to say that is wrong. She needs to stop it. You take the loss.
Yeah.
The last part
is the annoying part. You could, because it's like, she's like, it's like when guys do this too, where it's like, oh, I didn't really want to date you either. It's like, yeah, you did. Just admit it. It's okay.
And don't admit it. Just take the loss.
Right.
You got dumped. He ended it. You said, I want to take a hike. He said, no fucking way. Yeah. So I get so, for the record,
for
no rejection
in.
Feels good. But yeah, thank you for writing in. But I always get a good laugh at this type. I'm dating other people too. And it's like, good for you. Go find them. Like, you're not saving face. You actually look worse when you say this.
Right. I agree with that. I think it's like, it's to protect your ego, which I actually think might actually be holding you back in dating in itself. But that's like a whole other different email. But like, part of dating or being good at dating is allowing yourself to be vulnerable and admit when you like someone. And it's like, that's what you did here. I thought what the text she sent was great. She sent a specific text with a specific plan. Mm-hmm. And then the person said that they were seeing someone else, which is like, fine. And like the guy doesn't have to be like this evil loser who assumes that you're doing nothing but like pining after him for this to be like a good closure text for you to get.
You couldn't be more right. Like, what does I completely agree with you. Him saying I have found someone else is not saying you have nobody. Like, you know, like I love chocolate doesn't mean fuck vanilla. So,
yeah.
And I understand why she went that way. And listen, this is why people ghost, though. People want to say, like, a lot of the reason people ghost is, like, this odd area of, like, do I dump you? Do I not dump you? Do I have a right to dump you? Will I look like I think you care more than you do? And it's like, if people more or less just went, totally get it, that happens. This is what happens in the art of... This is... the casualties of war. This is the casualties of dating, is you're going to get your ego checked every now and again. You're going to like someone more than they like you. You're going to not know that they're seeing other people that they're farther along with or have gone back to. So you can't really sit there and go, well, I'm seeing other people too. And maybe she's just saying it to us. But if she's saying it to us, she said it to other people.
Right. So. And that's what she's using to like vilify this guy again, which is like, I think this is like kind of a nice text. It's like,
yeah, I'm with you.
In like the grand scheme of ways to be told, like her response would have made sense if he texted, seems like you're like really want this to go somewhere. And I, yeah, like, sure. I am actually like, little do you know, like I'm actually seeing other people. And
yeah,
he didn't say this.
he said this as nice as possible. But again, yeah, her email is kind of the brunch table conversation that I talk about a lot, where it's like he was a little vague. So then she didn't get the answer she wants. She tried again, which I'm with you. I think she tried again in a very reasonable, nice way. And then he goes, I guess she didn't get the message from me not asking her to do something that weekend. Let me just make sure that I can cut this awkwardness off. And he says, all right, I'm unavailable. I'm actually talking to someone now and shouldn't go on dates with other people. It was nice meeting you. And then she writes, LOL, no worries, you too. And then now the brunch table conversation becomes, I've had this happen before where they're like, I'm talking to someone that I like better. And, you know, like, and right, then, you know, he thinks I'm seeing nobody. It's like, you know, I appreciate that there are other podcasts that exist out there and there's other personalities that exist out there that are going to yas queen you to death. They're going to, I call it confidence porn. They're going to be like, you know, like, oh, dump his ass, hate him, fuck him. If he can't make a date, his dick is small. Yes, queen, go, girl, 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 girl. And it turns into a techno rap at the end of the podcast. I understand. Right. I understand why people listen to those. I understand what's to be gotten out of them. It is refreshing. It is nice to hear. But you don't have to do that here. You know, yeah, we're going to live in the land of reality.
Not with the two of us. You're exempt from that song and dance here. Because, like, again, like, sometimes things just don't work out and no one is, like, the bad person. Sometimes it's just not a match or someone else is further along or there's things beyond your control. And I think it's okay to just, like, accept that.
Totally. Without having to, you know, come back with the last comment of, like, yeah, I'm dating people, too.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
What do you think of her last question? Well, I think it's a very interesting question. She doesn't think he'll come back around, but what do you think about going back with someone who, after such few dates, rejected you for someone? Do you think going back to them is a good idea? Like, let's say this guy comes back around and goes, hey, it didn't work out with, you know, the better chick. Yeah. I guess you could be good. What do you think of that?
I think, to me, that I would like to think that I wouldn't go out with that person again, because clearly that person, it's kind of like that person was comparing you and the person they were others seeing, and they decided like they liked the other person better. And then to me, I think it would just kind of seem, I don't know if I'd want to be like someone's second choice, and maybe that's not a good way to look at it.
Sure.
And in some ways, I think I feel like what you might say is like, if you had a good time, go out with them again. But like, it does seem like the person like rejected you for someone else like pretty early on in the game. It wouldn't look great for our future together.
Yeah, I'd say it's a bad idea because for different reasons, but I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. It's a bad idea. I think it's a bad idea because when you end something with someone, whatever that relationship might be, you go to the land of self-preservation. So you either go back to the person that you used to date or the person who has said yes to you before. So if this guy comes back, you know, the people that come back after a few dates, they know you've said yes before. So now their ego is preserved. If you say no again, no now, they go, well, they said yes before. It's almost like you're like everyone is doing things to preserve their egos in the same way that she writes, I'm usually dating other people, is the same thing as being like, hey, I know it didn't work out before, but I'd love to get that drink again, because now they're coming back at, they've already done the work to get you to date three. They're not really expected to do date three type of effort. You know, like they're working off the success of their past self, you know, like they're getting credit for things they didn't do. I just think people generally go to people that will be least likely to say no to them. And you are one of those people. If you've already said, like a dating app is like, you, when you swipe or match on a dating app, you've said, yes, I think you're attractive. So they always have that. They own that thought. So when they get turned, if you were to say, nah, I'm already seeing someone else, they can go, ah, it doesn't feel that bad because they, at least they think I'm hot, you know?
Yeah. And I always feel like when they do come back for those rounds, it's like, it's due to like loneliness and not because they really liked you. It's like, you kind of, what you were just saying, in terms of like, you were like the last person that were like, was like interested in, definitely interested in seeing them again. And like, you did have a good enough time, but
yeah.
I think it's usually not, if it was about you personally, I feel like they wouldn't have ended things in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they wanted to see you again.
It's way more memorable that you found someone hot, and it's way less memorable that you weren't that excited.
What do you mean? Like,
it's way, I mean, when you come back to people that like, maybe the person you matched with on the dating app for the third time, or the person that you went on a few dates with, but you chose someone to get more serious with someone else, and then you come back to them. You remember that they're a nice person and you thought they were hot.
Right.
You don't remember that you're like, oh, we kind of like, it was just meh.
Right.
You know, like, there was a reason you didn't go, you didn't do the fourth date, you didn't do the third date. It's because you weren't excited. It's hard to remember that feeling of unexcitement. It's easier to remember the feeling of like, hey, they were hot and cool and fun. Why wouldn't I be into them? Oh, right. And then you go on the date again and you go, oh, it was that we just are generally not that great match.
What do you think about like those bachelors that wind up dating like different girls from the one they've chosen on their season?
Oh, I always think
doesn't Pete do that or something?
Pilot Pete is dating now a woman that he said no to, Kelly, like on like before the final two or whatever, the final three or whatever. But they had hooked up before the show.
Oh, so, I didn't watch the season, but I knew he went back to someone that he had previously rejected.
They hooked up in like a hotel lobby, and then she comes on the show, and then she like kind of acted cocky about it, and he kicks her off, and then his whole rigmarole happens with his mom and the two other women,
right.
And then he's back with Kelly. I mean, the thing about those people is that they've shared an experience together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have
they
actually have more in common. Yeah, like I actually think that they've like, they can understand what it's like to have this instant fame and people DMing them. Like, I think they've gone through more together than maybe you and the date three person, you know?
And their rejection was sort of like part of the game, I guess, in that sense.
It's easier to rationalize. Like, I think when Pilot Peter gets out of The Bachelor, he's now dumped two women, and the pool is like women who fawn over him because he's famous.
Which he probably doesn't really want to date.
He doesn't really want to date. Or it's like Hollywood people, which he's not really Hollywood enough to like connect with them. So Kelly kind of like is the only like last resort of someone. Like they live on a deserted island of experience. Like,
she gets,
you know,
his lifestyle.
She kind of gets it. And they can kind of lock themselves away together. That's why I've never like whenever we've, I don't know if we talked about it. We might have. When celebrities get married after like 2 weeks, I'm always like, yeah, I get that. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, like when they got engaged, I was like, I understand that. Like, Ariana Grande can't leave the house. You know, like, I understand why she would want to be with another person who has as much trouble leaving the house as her.
I also think like when you're a celebrity, like things are so exciting that like you really like just everything is like pretty fucking cool. So like you gotta like do what you like. A regular relationship just probably seems like we're dating, like who cares? Like we gotta like amp this up.
Can you imagine Ariana Grande going to like a wine bar? Like that's not gonna happen, right? You know, like
yeah,
you know, or Taylor Swift, you know,
and taking her to Fiddlesticks.
Yeah, you're not going to the West Village and showing her a good time.
Walking around without a plan, if you've listened to our Wednesday episode.
Well, I think we solved dating again, Jordana, right?
This was fun, yeah.
There's always a blast. If you have a screenshot situation you want us to dissect, just like we did here, UUP@Betches.com. Keep sending them in. Also, if you have other ideas of like things you want to hear on the Sunday special, guests you want to hear from, we're open to it. We'd love to do it. We're always tinkering. We're always under the car playing with the engine. So
exactly.
UUP@Betches.com. Also, make it your Instagram story. Share. This is the episode to share because this is the appetizer that gets you into the main course of Wednesday's episode.
Send it to a friend who was dating some guy and then he said he was dating someone else and further along with him.
There you go.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.